City Council, regular meeting, December 12th, 2019.
The regular City Council meeting of December 12th, 2019 will now come to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Ms. Arboleda. Mr. Bishop.
Here.
Mr. Davidson.
Here.
Mr. Haynes.
Here.
Mr. Walker.
Here.
Mr. Whedon.
Here.
Thank you. Please stand for the invocation that will be given by Major Dave Davis and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Seems like we all have plenty to do during this season, right? Join me, please. Gracious Heavenly Father, we give you the praise and glory. We thank you for the privilege that we have to gather here this evening to exercise these liberties. And Father, we ask a special blessing upon our loved ones, those who are near and those who are far away. Father, we ask a special blessing upon those who are struggling through this season. May there be a blessing, a comfort upon each one of them. And gracious Father, right now, we lift up our mayor and each member of our council, our staff, and the men and women who work behind the scenes throughout the many communities and boards. Father, things that make our city work. We just ask your continued blessing upon each one of them, and may there be joy throughout our city. In Jesus' sacred name we pray, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, Major Dave. You look like you're quite busy. Thanks for being here. Okay, we have before us the minutes from the November 14th, 2019 regular meeting. Are there any additions or corrections? Mr. Whedon.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to approve the minutes of the November 14th, 2019 regular council meeting.
Second.
Okay. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Bishop.
Yes.
Mr. Davidson.
Yes.
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 Okay, we'll now go into persons to be heard, and these are public comments before the council. And you can come forward, state your name, and sign in, and you may also call in at 486-3231. Anyone wanting to speak before the council at this time? Okay, we'll go right into unfinished business, of which we have none. And the first item under new business is the election of the deputy mayor. Could we have a staff report? Is this from NOVA?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you, Madam Mayor and council members. Under the provisions of the city charter, the city council shall elect one of its members, a deputy mayor, who will serve for 1 year and act as mayor in the mayor's absence. The election could be done either by motion or by secret ballot. I would be happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Okay, what's the council's pleasure? Do we have a motion? Oh, Mr. Davidson.
Move to elect the deputy mayor by a secret ballot vote on paper. On paper, provided that the first candidate to receive 4 affirmative votes be appointed for a 1 year term, and further provided that if no candidate receives 4 affirmative votes in the first ballot, that the applicant with the fewest votes be removed from consideration on substitute ballots until a candidate receives 4 affirmative ballots.
Second.
Okay. Will the clerk please call the roll on the motion? Don't we have to do that first, Nova, and then you do the ballot? Okay.
Mr. Davidson.
Yes.
Mr. Haynes.
Yes.
Mr. Walker.
Yes.
Mr. Whedon.
Yes.
Mr. Bishop.
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion carries, Your Honor.
Now we'll have the secret ballot for the council to elect the deputy mayor. The secret yellow sticky note ballot. Time is up, Mr. Davis. Okay, do we have the results? The clerks will give us the results from the secret ballot.
Madam Mayor and council members, it's unanimous for council member John Whedon.
Great. Congratulations, John. Mr. Whedon, we could have saved a lot of time, and but I don't get to vote, so anyway. We'll go right into the second item on the agenda is the new business is amending Title 10 of the Kodiak City Code to establish parking tickets as a minor offense, consolidate the chapters on vehicle impound and abandonment, and make further revisions to that title. Could we have the staff report, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. The proposed ordinance consists of 22 different sections that repeal and reenact or amend existing chapters of Title 10. However, the majority of Title 10 remains substantively unchanged. The purpose is to have a code that is both easier for the public to understand and for the city to enforce. The proposed ordinance accomplishes several goals in addition to housekeeping changes made throughout. The primary reason for this amendment is to once again establish parking violations as a minor offense and transfer processing authority to the court system. Under the existing code, parking violations are subject to an administrative hearing conducted by the city manager or their designee. The current system is not efficient. The revised process would allow a ticketed person to pay the fine online or request a trial in front of a magistrate. Second, the chapters on vehicle impound and abandonment are combined into a single chapter because these two areas overlap in practice. The revision allows for a streamlined process for removing and impounding vehicles. It also more clearly defines the penalties for an abandoned or junk vehicle by allowing the city to fine the last registered owner of the vehicle. Currently, the city will occasionally send an invoice to the last registered owner, but the invoice is rarely paid because there are no consequences for non-payment. Third, Chapter 10.24 is repealed and adopts by reference 13 Alaska Administrative Code 08.140 titled Unlawful Use of Classified License. This section of Alaska Administrative Code has been repealed since the last time this section of city code was amended, and it no longer makes sense for this chapter to remain in effect. Fourth, a significant portion of Chapter 10.28, off-road vehicles, has been revised to reflect current realities and concerns of the city. Lastly, the bail fine schedule for Title 10 has been updated. The revised schedule individually identifies each offense, the associated fine, which is the method preferred by the court system. And so during Tuesday's work session, we had a comment which we've added. So the current version of the ordinance before you tonight is adding the words no parking on sidewalks.
All right, and that's the corrected version of the ordinance that was provided to the council and the public tonight. Thank you, Mike.
Yeah.
Okay, what's the council's pleasure? Mr. Haynes?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to pass ordinance number 1391 in first reading, to advance to second reading and public hearing at the next regular or special council meeting.
Okay, is there any council discussion? Mr. Whedon?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I've actually had several people comment on this prior to this ordinance coming up, so I'm glad to see us pursue this. It's probably a bigger problem than we realize. It just doesn't always rise to the top of the heap. So I'm glad to see us do that. I also just had a comment on 10.16.050, which is motor vehicles used as living or sleeping accommodations. And I know, if not currently, but certainly very, very recently, there's one or two cars used on Shelikov Street for folks sleeping in that, and that's been ongoing for quite some time. So I'm glad to see us pay attention to this. Thank you.
Any other council discussion? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Haynes?
Yes.
Mr. Walker?
Yes.
Mr. Whedon?
Yes.
Mr. Bishop?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
The next item under new business is resolution number 2019-24, urging the State of Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation to provide necessary information on the existing oil spill statutes and regulations, and that the department claims can be eliminated or significantly reformed. Could we have a staff report, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. After the 1989 Exxon Valdez oil spill, which most of us all remember, Alaska citizens and the Alaska legislature worked together to protect the state from major oil spills by enacting comprehensive laws and regulations. As a result, Alaska has world-class oil spill prevention and response requirements to protect its people and its environment, as well as commercial and sport fishing, aquaculture, recreation, tourism, subsistence, and cultural interests. On October 15th this year, Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation opened a public scoping process to solicit comments and input from stakeholders, the public, and industry on areas where Alaska oil spill regulations and Alaska state statute oil and hazardous substance pollution control could be streamlined. According to Alaska DEC Commissioner Bruni, the current regulations weakens the state's ability to prevent and respond to catastrophic spills, citing the Exxon Valdez oil spill as a past example. The Prince William Sound Regional Citizens Advisory Council solicited responses of opposition towards weakening of oil spill response regulations during the scoping period. Wayne Donaldson, City of Kodiak representative on the PWSRCAC, Prince William Sound, attended the City Council work session on November 12th and advocated that the City of Kodiak adopt the attached resolution, which asserts two intents: providing input which strongly opposes any legislative or regulatory changes that would weaken oil spill prevention and response standards, and request that the State of Alaska provide information on the statutes and regulations the department has already claimed can be eliminated or significantly reformed. Resolution number 2019-24 supports the Prince William Sound Regional Citizens Advisory Council's position.
Thank you, Mike. What's the council's pleasure? Mr. Walker?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Proposed motion, move to adopt resolution number 2019-24.
Is there any council discussion? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Walker?
Yes.
Mr. Whedon?
Yes.
Mr. Bishop?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Mr. Haynes?
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
The next item under new business is the appointment of city representatives to the Kodiak Fisheries Work Group. Could we have the staff report? Is this from NOVA?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Thank you, Madam Mayor and Council members. The Fisheries Work Group is composed of four members, and two of the seats are dedicated to the city. The group meets monthly and informally discusses relevant fishery issues and, when necessary, make recommendations to the City Council and Borough Assembly. Council Member Haynes and Whedon are the incumbents to this work group. I ask that you please make your appointments by motion in order to preserve a documented record of appointments. I would be happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Thank you, Nova. What's the council's pleasure? Mr. Davidson.
John Whedon and Jerry Lane.
Kodiak Fisheries Work Group.
Is the Kodiak Fisheries Work Group.
Second.
Okay, is there any council discussion? Mr. Davidson.
I know that Terry's new to it, but John's been on it for quite a while, and he really deserves a lot of accolades about the amount of time and effort and energy that he's put into it. I just like the public to recognize that he's been a devoted and really hard worker on that.
Any other council discussion? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Whedon?
Yes.
Mr. Bishop? Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
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 Motion passes, Your Honor.
The next item under new business is the recommendation of appointment to the City Planning and Zoning Commission seat on the Planning and Zoning Commission. Could we have a staff report? Is that you, Nova, as well? Okay.
Thank you, Madam Mayor and Council members. Three of the seven seats on the Planning and Zoning Commission are designated as city seats. Out of these three seats, one is currently vacant and one seat is to expire at the end of the year. The seat to expire 2019 is currently held by Mr. Joe Delgado, and he expressed his wishes to continue his service. Mr. Delgado was initially interviewed by the council in May 2019. The council makes a recommendation to the city seats and the borough mayor appoints subject to confirmation by the assembly. I would be happy to answer any questions that you may have regarding this item.
Okay, what's the council's pleasure? Mr. Bishop.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to recommend Mr. Joseph Delgado for appointment to the vacant city seat on the Planning and Zoning Commission for a term ending December 2022.
Is there any council discussion? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Bishop.
Yes.
Mr. Davidson.
Yes.
Mr. Haynes.
Yes.
Mr. Walker.
Yes.
Mr. Whedon.
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
Thank you. And the last item under new business is the appointment of city advisory board members. Could we have the staff report?
Thank you, Madam Mayor and Council members. We have received applications for the different city advisory boards, and the Council interviewed some of the applicants on Tuesday during a work session. Due to more interviews are scheduled in January, I respectfully ask that you postpone this item to the January meeting.
Thank you, Nova. What's the Council's pleasure? Mr. Whedon.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to postpone the appointment of City Advisory Board members to the next regular meeting of the Council.
Second.
Okay, is there any Council discussion? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Davidson.
Yes.
Mr. Haynes.
Yes.
Mr. Walker.
Yes.
Mr. Whedon.
Yes.
Mr. Bishop.
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
Thank you. Short agenda tonight, but we'll go right into the City Manager's report, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor and Council members. The Manager's Office will be issuing a community permit to the Kodiak Hockey League 501c nonprofit to conduct fundraising activities at the Baranoff Park Ice Rink. The activities include light concession sales, merchandise sales, and skating clinics. KHL will provide the city with a certificate of insurance naming the city as additionally insured. This activity is allowed under Kodiak City Code 504.050D. Skate with Santa will take place from 6 to 8 p.m. Friday, December 20th at the ice rink. For those without skates, a limited number of skates will be available at no cost. Tomorrow, I will sign on behalf of the city the Fire and Rescue Mutual Aid Agreement between the city and the Kodiak Island Borough Fire Protection Area No. 1 Bayside Fire Station. With this agreement, each party agrees to respond to the extent it deems reasonably prudent and possible to requests for assistance from the other and to furnish firefighting and emergency rescue services. The judgment as to whether or not it is reasonably prudent and possible shall rest exclusively with the party from whom assistance is sought. There is no termination date, however, the agreement may end with a 30 days written notice. The Mission Road electronic speed signs are up and reminding drivers of the 20 mile per hour speed limit. Please adhere to this speed, especially now with so much darkness and the restricted visibility. And lastly, I would like to wish everyone a Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Mike. Yeah. Are there any questions of the city manager? Okay, could we have the city clerk's report, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor and Council members. The Kodiak Fisheries Work Group will meet on Wednesday, December 18 at 10 a.m. in the Borough Conference Room downstairs. The city offices will be closed on Wednesday, December 25 for Christmas and Wednesday, January 1 for New Year's Day. The next council work session is scheduled on Tuesday, January 7 at 7:30 p.m. at the library. And the next regular meeting is scheduled on Thursday, December 9th at 7:30 p.m. here in the Assembly Chambers. I wish everyone a happy holidays.
Okay, thank you. Nova, any questions of the clerk? All right, mayor's comments. I'd like to thank John and Terry for continuing to serve on the Fisheries Work Group. It's really, I served on there for a number of years and found it very interesting and a great advocacy group for our community and what we're all about, fishing. I also want to thank the volunteers that we had come before us on Tuesday to do interviews for serving on the committees, and we look forward to those appointments in January. We met with the borough assembly last night, and I thought it was a very good work session and discussed several items and consolidation, annexation, public bathrooms downtown, and such. So we intend to meet quarterly, and I think the clerks are working on an early March meeting for us to resume those joint work sessions. The governor released his budget yesterday, and I know that our state lobbyist, Diane Bloomer, has been reviewing it. It's pretty interesting that the governor made no cuts to what was put back in with the vetoes from last year, and I was on a state teleconference today and was told by an inside member that this was the governor's reelection campaign, this budget. So it's going to be interesting because he has put the weight on the legislature to come up with different revenues or make more cuts. It's going to be very interesting. Let's see, what else do I have? Well, we'll be working on protecting the marine highway system and waiting for this report that's supposed to come out that's been delayed for quite some time from Northern Economics. We'll see what that's all about. I want to congratulate Ms. Arboleta and her family on the new son, a new son, Sebastian. We look forward to her return, and I wish everyone in our community, our wonderful community, a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. All right, let's go to council comments, and let's start with Mr. Haynes, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Well, I just want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And it really is dark out there, especially when we have this kind of weather. And if you have to go out there and walk and bike, I mean, a headlamp is nice to have. Anything with reflective clothing, it sure makes a big difference. We do have some places in our community where we have real dark spots, you know, so. And I'd also like to, Council Member Davidson reminded us that Council Member Whitten's been serving on the Fish Work Group for quite some time now. He will have put in a decade in this next year. And that is quite a commitment. You really have to kind of marinate in that stuff for quite a while before you're pickled enough to go to all those meetings. And it's not something you can just pick up easily and do. And I'd also like to thank all the people who step forward to serve on our boards and councils, that our advisory boards. If you ever thought about getting into politics, they're really interesting. I think all of our advisory boards, if within your area of expertise or interest, you could probably, you know, really add your own part to your community there. So, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Haynes. Mr. Bishop.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. And just to add on to Mr. Haynes' last comment about being a public servant and serving your public, you don't necessarily have to do everything to this magnitude. There are the advisory boards and groups that you can be just as much a part of it as we are. We're all one community, so we all work together. With that said, I'd just like to congratulate Mr. Whitten on his election for being Mr. Deputy Mayor. I know you have the city's best interest at all times, so I know you'll do great. And also to the staff, the clerks, Mike, our city manager, to you guys and your families, thank you. Happy holidays to you guys, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Mr. Bishop. Mr. Whitten, Deputy City Mayor.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I just want to thank the council for your kind words and also for your vote. And just a comment on the Fisheries Work Group. Over the years, the Fisheries Work Group has evolved to what you have today. It's completely different than we first started. We had Denby Lloyd as a fisheries advisor. Then we had Heather McCarthy as a fisheries analyst advisor for us. And now we actually do all of that work ourselves. And the issues have changed. The needs have changed. Some major issues that we're going to be talking about over the next year or so will be things like climate change, how that's impacting our fisheries, what we can or should do as a community. So I think it's really important to have the council and the borough staying on top of these issues, and we'll continue to dive into those. And I really appreciate Terry's help on this. He's really been invaluable. I wanted to just quickly recognize a couple of people in the audience. We don't normally do this, but I just wanted to recognize Ms. Alan Schmidt, mainly for your participation on advisory boards over the years, but particularly on this ordinance that we're working on. I think it was really, you added on an additional sentence and language, I think really helped. So thank you for that. And I just wanted to recognize, for different reasons, Eric Howard, who's here tonight, who's one of the co-owners of Island Air. And the reason I wanted to recognize Eric is because there's a generational change going on in our local aviation industry. And if you're not really up to speed with what's going on, you know, there's a typical cyclical 25 to 40 year time frame where operators stay in the business and then they tend to move on. And I'm just really excited to see the changes that are going on within our business community and the impact it has on our tourism industry and just our overall economy. So I would just like to just applaud the folks at Island Air and what they're doing and continue to encourage them to do good work down there. So thank you for that. And finally, just Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and thank you for the staff for being here tonight.
Thank you, John. Mr. Davidson.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Several weeks ago, I received the prestigious Vic Fisher Award, which really honored me. And it was because of the staff and the mayor, and I truly thank you for that. It's quite an honor. With that, I'll say season greetings, Merry Christmas, Maligaya and Pasco, and Feliz Navidad.
Thank you, Mr. Davidson.
And I'm not a linguist.
Thank you, Mr. Davidson. Mr. Walker.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. This one, make it short. Big congratulations to Laura and Randy on the birth of their new son. And I'd like to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year.
Thank you, Mr. Walker. We'll now go into the last item on our agenda, which is for audience comments. If you'd like to speak before the council, please come forward, state your name, sign in, and you may also call in at 486-3231. Anyone wanting to address the council tonight? Okay. On that note, may I have a motion to adjourn? Mr. Davidson.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I move to adjourn.
Second.
And will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Haynes.
Yes.
Mr. Walker.
Yes.
Mr. Whedon.
Yes.
Mr. Bishop.
Yes.
Mr. Davidson.
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Chair.
Meeting is adjourned.